last week, you know, it make it look scattered, but I try to make everything get together. So I intend, I suppose, to do the three other steps tonight. I think I've done four. I want to do three. And then next week, I will look at an aspect of prayer. And then most likely we begin to wind down for the year. And then after next week, I suppose if I can put that all together, then we have the church preach in 2 weeks. So everybody will talk. What you've learned, your question, your query, whatever is troubling you, you know, as per this teaching, you know, and then we'll be able to, it's going to be a conference, so everybody will be able to say something that day. So we'll be having that quarterly, the church preaching, so everybody talks about the things we learned. It can even be a Sunday service. You know, Sunday service, you can't ask me questions. So we look into Bible study topics, we look into some other topics. You will give your opinion. You need clarifications, or you're students of the Bible and you have areas of the scriptures that you don't understand, you know, we use that. And then if God is dealing with you in a new way, in a particular way, you share with us, and then be able to have somebody say, oh, I think God is saying such to me too. Oh, okay, God is leading me in that way too. So you will know that God is doing something in your life. You know, that's the essence. So it will look like a family meeting. So I want to encourage us to prepare. So I suppose I'll be able to do this tonight. And then next week, we tie everything together, talking some other area that I have in mind. Then in 2 weeks, by the grace of God, we will have the church preach. Then the upper one, that would be children, children, Christmas, carol, you know, and then like that. So December is going to be fun. Don't be left out. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so my intention is actually to be able to get us to pray and have results. My intention is able to get us to see prayer as communication with God. My intention is to help us to see that prayer is not laborious. You know, when you have a relationship with God, you don't need to make noise. You don't need to shout. You don't need to go to a special mountain. I was discussing with, we were talking about white garment churches, you know, you know, the special kind of prayer they have. You know, some of you have been in those churches, or you are from those background. You go to stream to bath, you know. Sometimes you have to get candles, various colors of candle to pray, you know, with a view to having results and answers to your result. You don't have to do that. That is idolatry, you know. That's not different from what Babalawos do, you know. So, and that's why I'm making efforts, you know, to get us to have this understanding. You know, if we have this understanding, you'll be at peace at every time in your life. The beauty of Christianity is that at every point in time, you can work out an issue from the first principle. When you know the ingredients, you can always cook. Women we call recipe. When you know the recipe, you can always cook. You know, you can always go to the kitchen. When you know the recipe of prayer, you can always pray to have results. The essence of praying is to have results. The essence of praying is not to observe religion. I pray because I want results. And so it becomes frustrating for believers when you pray and you don't have results. So these are some of the things that I've been sharing with us so that we can pray and actually have results, individual, congregational. I was talking to somebody this morning, a weekend too. I said that you come to church because in church, we come under corporate anointing. You know, Jesus is in the midst of his church. So when we come like this, Jesus is here. You know, and so when we pray together, like we had that prayer session, you know, it is more powerful than you just stay in your house, because it is, we come under a corporate anointing. You know, corporate anointing is heavy. You know, the Bible makes us to know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power. Acts 10:38, isn't it? That he went about doing good and healing the sick. So Jesus has the anointing without measure. But you see, individually, we don't have anointing without measure. We have a portion of the anointing. But listen to me, the church has the anointing of Jesus. So the church has a corporate anointing. They have an anointing, you know, that is not measurable. That's why when you come amongst Christians, you come under sufficient anointing to break walls, to fill valleys, and to bring changes. You know, you can't be a complete Christian. You don't come to church. You can't. You can't. So when you come together like this, it is easier for you to have results. It is easier. So therefore, we must know how to pray individually. We must know how to pray as a church. I'll teach us in the new year types of prayers. You find out that one of the type of prayer is congregational prayer. You know, it's corporate prayer. And it's so powerful. So we look into that next year. But now, how can you be effective, you know, in your prayer? How can you be able to pray and said, I pray for this and I have this result? So that's what we've been looking at. And I know that the first step I mentioned is be specific and stand on God's promise. When you're praying, know what you're praying for. When they wake you up, there's no confusion, there's no ambiguity. When you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you are praying for a male child. You are praying for a female child. That's being specific. You know, like Anna did. You know, or you want to have a twin. Do you understand? You say, I need a twin from the Lord. You know, even you can say a twin boy-girl. You can say a twin girl-girl, boy-boy. That's been specific, you know, in prayer. And then I said you stand on God's promise. So when you want to pray, praying, the act of praying is not the first step in prayer. So I suppose we should all have learned that. The first step in prayer is to get God's word. So I know what I want. Now, I want the word of God that assures me of that. Now, if you will not get God's word that assures you, then that prayer point is not God's prayer point. That prayer point is not the prayer that God will answer. So in other words, you don't pray that your desire until you have a relevant scripture for it. I know that I have a question, So if you've been following me, you have a question. So when we have the church preaches, I expect to have a question on this first prayer point. So you get your desire and then see whether it's in line with God's word. God will always, always answer his own prayer. Did you get that? He will always, always answer his own prayer. So that's the first thing to do when you pray. And one of the ways, therefore, to find it easier to get scriptures for your desire is to be a student of the word. So that you not begin to, I need money. You now go to Google. Which scripture is talking about money? Oh, I'm a walati bere. The revelation. Okay, won't it me what central bank go to the scripture to where relevant? So that's why if you're a student of God's word, you find out that immediately that you have a desire, a scripture will prompt up in your heart. Or another way, a scripture will birth desire in your heart. Did you get that? And that is better. A scripture will birth desire in your heart, and that is better. As a matter of fact, let me say this to you. If a scripture births a desire in your heart, you are going to have it. Don't forget that. If it were scripture that birthed that desire, you are going to have it. As a matter of fact, you've had it. That scripture just prop up in your heart so that you can have the basis for faith for that desire. So that's the first. Make sure that you are specific, and then you have God's word. So you need to decide what you want, and then you must have God's word. And I remember I told us about five reasons that you need to have God's word, what that God's word will do, you know, to you. So you need to go and listen to that. I have it in my note, but because this Bible study, you go back. So if I say it, I make you lazy. Then step number two, I say, ask for what you want and believe you receive them. Ask and believe that you receive them. The basis of answer to prayer is faith. Did you get that? The basis for answer to prayer is faith. In other words, what says to me that I have it is my faith. And I discussed that exclusively with us, so you need to go again to see that exclusively. If not, to make you to see that when you pray, the Bible says you shall have it. And I made us to understand the meaning of shall. Shall is a future tense, and shall is an assurance. So when you pray, believe. I showed that to us in the Bible. When you pray, believe, and you will have it. When you pray, disbelieve, you will not have it. When you pray, don't believe, you will not have it. You know, a lot of us, we pray, we don't believe. You can pray out of emotion. You can pray out of insult. Oluwa, wonti, obirin eso, ofe omo bumi, oluwa, gbese omo fun mi. Chuke. You can pray out of emotion. Emotion does not make God to answer prayer. Do you understand that? You can pray out of jealousy. I think that's right in English. Jealousy, out of jealousy. Do you understand? Being jealous, you can pray. God is not going to answer that kind of prayer. God will only always answer a prayer that is birthed from faith and by faith. Know every other thing. Our background is full of occultism. So we try to bring occultic practices into Christianity. You know, occultic practices into Christianity. That's why, you know, in some churches, they will tell you, call the name of Jesus seven times and call fire three times. They are all born from occultic practices. That's why in some churches, they will tell you that when you're coming, go and buy special water. You know, and then you are making the man of God richer. You are looking for money. You are getting poorer. He's getting richer. But if you have a congregation of 5,000 and everybody buys special water, you know, because special water says it's not going to be sold for 500, he will tell you, "Miyori okeni, oluati sokale fun," and then you'll be borrowing money, 5,000. By the time 5,000, buy 5,000. They understand that. It's the man that his prayer is being answered. You know, you are getting poorer. You know, so we explore our idolatry, occultic tendencies in Africa. We brought it to church. You know, they tell you bring special handkerchief. You know, we have in the scriptures where handkerchiefs, you know, has healed, but they were not practices. Do you get that? You must understand the difference. You know, they are not practices. You know, some churches have made practice, you know, of certain occurrence of the Bible. You know, they are only just, they are leveraging on our occultic nature, you know, in Africa. I've been in a service before where I guess I wrongly invited somebody. Some of us will remember and said we should bring broom. You know, broom. Oh, today? you know, bring broom. So in church, is the man of God, you know, said we should be sweeping evil people out or something. And everyone was sweeping, and everybody was sweating. And some people removed their shirts, sweeping. Do you understand that? Because somebody said, the Lord said. So we leverage on that. But ladies and gentlemen, anything that is done out of faith, as a matter of fact, the Bible even calls it sin. You see how bad that is? You know what the Bible says about some of the people that left Israel, that left Egypt? It said they could not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. Unbelief is a worse sin than idolatry, than fornication, than stealing, that all those things that we want to break people's head. They couldn't enter the promised land because of unbelief. You think about that. You think about that. They couldn't enter. They couldn't enter into the promise of God. There's no way you carry unbelief that you enter into the promise of God. There's no way. If you like, jump. If you like, sweep. If you like, go and swim. If you like, go and bat. If you, anything to ricochet. Unbelief will lock you out. And that's why the Bible says here that when you pray, believe, and you will have it. It's so simple that we miss it. Do you know that if I say to you that if you brought 5 gallons of water, your prayer will be answered? People will be bringing 10 gallons. Because you know what? We've attached our efforts to God answering our prayers. We attach effort to it. You understand? We want to help God. So, if I say to Ross that we are going to pray, we'll be having 7 nights of wonders. Do you understand that? Every night, watch nights, and then be writing the names of the enemies you want to destroy. This church will be filled. Do you understand? I want only me only to show you Mowa, night of wonders. Destroy your enemy. They will come. You know, because we've all come to believe that if I don't have my hand in it, God will not answer it. The same thing, that's why people are not giving their life to Christ. I said, you come to him, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you are saved. It's a problem. It's a problem. That's why people are not getting saved. It's a problem. You understand that? The simplicity is the problem. And that's why the Bible says the professors of this world, do you understand, are confused. They are confused. It's like Noah saying to the people, he said, rain will fall. The professors are saying that, you must be stupid. That has never happened. And when he said that, he said drizzling. But it was late. God has... The same thing will happen in this generation. By the time people wake up to find out that that's the simplicity of salvation, rapture had come. So the same thing is prayer. Believe. You have it. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be opening the window blind. Is it there? So the way we live is, I will see it and believe. But what the Bible says is that believe, you will see it. But common sense, do you believe what you see again? Do you understand? My wife came late. There was traffic there. I'm sure she was caught in the traffic. Do you understand? I saw her car. Now, somebody asked me, is your wife coming to church? I believe she's coming. I can't believe she's there. Do you understand that? So, what you see, you can't believe it. Because it's done. It's what you haven't seen that you believe. And so the way of the Bible is believe, you will see. But we want to see and believe. You can't believe what you see. So, for you to have manifestation, you must believe. Do you understand? So, pray, believe. That's step 2. Step 3, And I said, you need to be positive in your thinking. So the moment that you prayed and you have it, you must be positive in your thinking. You must align your thoughts with your expectation. Do you understand that? I believe I have it. And so the way I'll be thinking, must be in line with what I believe God for. That's when you begin to see it. Okay, so you want to get pregnant, you receive that child. Do you understand? And so you don't expect to see your menses next month. So in other words, your thinking must align. Did you get that? Your thinking must align. I'm trusting God for a new job. So my thinking is to have sick tie, Italian tie, because I'm believing God for that job. So when I want to buy some clothing, I'm not going to buy T-shirts. But because we have applied to is corporate dressing. Did you see that? So your thinking must align with what you are believing God for. Your thinking must align with what you are believing God for. You are believing God for a new house. You want to move to, say, three-bedroom, four-bedroom apartment. So your thinking must align with that. You must be figuring your children's room, master bedroom, even though it's still a rented apartment. You know, so the way you are thinking must be in line with the expectation. That's what that point is talking about. Align your thoughts, you know, with your expectation. And that's why the battle of the mind is. And I told us the fourth point looks like the thought. You must guard your mind. That's what I was talking about, battles of the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I remember I said to us that when doubt comes 20 times, you must cast down doubts. You know, when imagination comes 20 times, you must cast down imagination 20 times. It won't come 20 times, you cast down 19 times. No. Do you understand? For every temptation of Jesus in the book of Matthew, he responded to it. There was none that he kept quiet. And that's what the Bible says, and the devil left him for a season. The devil does not leave any one of us forever. Mm-mm, he doesn't. He will leave you for a season. They understand that. When you overcome now, he's coming back. So he responded, and he gave God's word for each one of them. You know, Jesus never said, oh, mamini, emike, emiomolo, lonso elefu, yoma bayeo. You know, all those kind of responses that we do, you know, as Christians, you know, say, emike, over my dead body, you know, over my dead body. I'm a yoba dead body, you know, I reject it in Jesus' name. Jesus, he gave word. Because the enemy does not come in black hat, black dress, black shoe. The enemy will come speaking to you from God's word. Do you understand that? He will come speaking to you. He will speak the word into your heart. Do you understand? So it's you that must know that no, this is the devil speaking. You know, because that's what the Bible says, the wise of the enemy. You know, so and that's why Christian must rightly divide the word of truth. So you must be able to cast down those imaginations. Those are the battles of the mind. And I think Philippians 4:8, I landed up with that, the things that you must think about. Now remember, I've said to Ross here before, I said there's no truth in this world. What you think is a truth is a fact to some people. And in some others here, like I was telling my wife, I came back from Maiduguri, and you know that in that part of the country, they believe that if you build a duplex, you're a poor person. Meanwhile, in Yellow Bembibai, to duplex o ga bayi to o get to je pe gan o le mo buya tisha lati corridor duplex e in Maiduguri or part of the north you are a poor person. A rich man there, you know, is bungalow. And that bungalow can stretch from here to Odwana. Then, you know, can stretch from, that's when you're a rich man. But when you are small square, I call it all, okay, if you flat, you see, I push you. So I said that to say to Ross that what you call truth in some parts of the world is actually a fact. You understand that? What you think is sacrosanct in your own world, in some people's world, they understand it's not sacrosanct. And don't forget, this cosmos is actually an aspect of life. Do you know that? It's actually an aspect of life. Now, here, there's law of gravity. People have started going to space. There's no law of gravity in space. All the Newton law of motion, 1, 2, 3. School, you know, to Paris, in space, go see. So that's why I said to Ross that the only truth is God's word. And that's why the Bible says, Jesus appeared, said, I am thee. He understood this. Otherwise, he could have said, I am a. In him is the fullness of truth. Every other thing in life is a fact. If you have HIV, it's incurable, it's a fact. If you cancer does not have cure, it's a fact. They are not the truth. I hope somebody you get that into your heart. If you get to an age, you can never have a child. It's a fact. But it's not the truth. This is the truth. And Jesus has said, I am thee. To bypass English, in your revelation. I am thee. So in other words, therefore, you need to get this. I hope somebody will get it. When you have Jesus in your life, you are truth in personification. When you have Jesus in your life, truths will happen in your life. In other words, you don't get it. God's word will happen in your life. When you have Jesus, God's word will happen in your life. What they said is impossible. Will happen in your life. Except it's in the Bible that it's impossible. I know what the Bible says. To him that believeth. To him that believeth. Come on, believe me. To him that believeth. All things. All things. Go and Google the meaning of all. All or need to my major. All is all. That's how exact God is and his word. So you guard your mind, and then Philippians 4:8 has given you what you need to think about. Point number 5. Now, you need to get this now. Those scriptures that you got as the basis of your prayer, you now go back meditating on them. So let me say this to you. Christians, our minds don't exist in vacuum. Our minds carry ideas all the time. Either the devil, either God. You remember, that's what God was saying, that when you cast out demon in a person, that demon will go, and we come back to see if that place is still empty. So in other words, God does not expect that we not carry substance all the time. Where impossibility exists, so get this one again. Where impossibilities exist is not in your heart, it's in your mind. Hello? Where impossibility exists is not in your heart. Your heart is full of all that pertains to life and godliness. Your heart is full, it's filled. But you see, the blockage is in your mind. Transition from the heart to your body or to your world. Did you get that? It's in your heart. So, if your heart is not renewed, you can never see possibilities. Hey! If your mind is not renewed, you cannot see possibilities. Now, the realm of your mind, so let me break down some more. The realm of your mind, your eyes, your ears, your mouth. Those are the realms of your mind. So when a mind is renewed, a mind, eyes, can see what has never been seen by people. Ears will receive information that are strange to unrenewed mind. Mouth will begin to say impossibilities. And then you think you are a mad person. That will begin to happen when a mind is renewed. So I repeat, impossibilities exist in your mind, not in your heart. And that is why the effort of meditation on the scriptures that form the basis of your prayer is to get you to see. Is to get you to say. Try it. We find it difficult most of the time to say what you don't believe. Have you ever thought of it? Those of you that speak nonsense, you know, it's because you believe those nonsense. You know, people that you open social media. Ah, a yonder atiku? A yonder atiku? Ah, Joseph Ushoka? A yonder atiku? A yonder akuni leki? Eh, mato jamu nisha kweteri? Do you understand that? You know, if you see, for example, me, I don't read certain news in social media. Tebati read topic, man, it's possible. It's like, you know, I discussed here the other time when they say Fubara has closed NNPC stations. Do you understand? And I told my friend, I said, it's possible. You know, people started saying, you see that it be refuted the following day. Those are the ways renewed mind think. Whether it's social issue, whether it's spiritual issue, a renewed mind has a different perspective. A renewed mind find negative story difficult to believe. That's the thing. So, when you are quick to carry negative stories, to say negative stories, to be happy with negativity, you see a problem in your mind. You see a problem in your mind. So, meditation is a process of mind renewal. Don't let me say it. I was going to say something. You know, don't let me say it. The one of the major challenges of Christian work is the patience to meditate. It is the time factor needed in meditation, because meditation is about reading, is about thinking, is about ruminating, is about saying, and it's about doing. And in all the things we do to God's word, meditation is the most difficult. Because what meditation is saying that I can continue to repeat, regurgitate on a verse of the scripture for a whole day. What brings peace? What makes you to know that you've entered into rest is those scriptures that are form basis of your prayer when those scriptures jump at you. I say, hey, do you understand? Like the Bible says, Romans chapter 4, he was accounted as righteousness for Abraham. He didn't see it for years. You become father of many nations. You become father of many nations. Father, you let's obey. Emi o ti mo be. You become father of many nations. You let's obey. O so fun Yahweh. They said that. Maje so le ki Yahweh mo dide si other chair yen. Be ti mo fe so o to ni sha o. Be it's not about him. It's about female gender generally. I get. You know so fun Yahweh. You know, I shall become father of many nations. I shall. Yeah, where are you going? Whoa! Oh, yeah, Lord, Bama, don't ya da? Go barred as one, cruel, Lord, me, Jerry. Okay, go, so, you know, I shall become father of many nations. Lua, Lori, Danny, Tibuya, Lord, I shall become, only Taya, you better go and meet that lady. You know, she may walk around to bad love, ya, where by. Oh, to bad love, ya, where, Mokuni. Oh, my Bokuni, she money. To ba love Yahweh Emma check in so fun ile ni o ti ki okun bo Olorun ba yo ba you know you understand that you know o ti so kokoro rorinu you don't lose the key of the head you understand that you know but listen you listen to this is very interesting you know with the fact that Abraham did what he did, that promise never changed. That promise never changed. That's how God is faithful to his own promise. You are the one that are unfaithful. That's how God is faithful. You know, sometimes the devil tell you when you make a mistake, say, it's done. Your life is done. And that's what made some Christians to make a shipwreck. They think that they can never recover. They think that God can never forgive them. They think that God has changed his mind about them. No, he will not. You go back and listen to my message on Sunday. He will not. He said, I will never. That's what he even said. I will never. You go and listen to it. He will not. He's ever faithful. Ever committed. You know, I said to you, why does he answer prayer? You think it's because of you? He answers the prayer because of Jesus. In our mess, he remembers Jesus. He remembers Jesus Christ. And that's why he's willing all the time to answer the prayer. So meditation will bring a renewed mind. When a mind is renewed, the mind sees impossibilities. When they say there's no way, your mind says there's a way. When they say there's a trouble, your mind says it's a challenge. When he says there's a failure, you know, he says it's a delay. That's what renewed mind does. And that's what the Bible is saying. Okay, let me read a place. Let me read a place. John 15, 17. I read that to us. Wait, let me read it again to us. You will find out that most of the things that we do, we need to do as Christians are on autopilot. When you do your own, God will do his own. John chapter 15, verse 7, see what the Bible says. If ye abide in me, one, and my words abide in you, two, you will ask, three, and it shall be done. Is it not that simple? You abide, my word abide, ask, it will be done. But you know what we do? We ask. He abides, we don't abide. And then it's not done. When you have a renewed mind, your desires are God's will. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. When you have a renewed mind, your desires are God. When you just wake up and say, I feel like sleeping in, that's what I'm going to tell you, Bahamas. I want to let you Bahamas going balancing. I feel like sleeping in Bahamas tonight. It's God's will. When you say, I feel like having 2026 Mercedes, I know that you like Mercedes. Mercedes something is God's will. So when he comes, when he's a Christian, if he's a pastor, you know, kekelo ye komo ogun, ewo, ogun best. When a Christian prospers, it's not good. When a non-believer prospers, it is good. So meditate on God's word. So meditate to see. We see our failures. Meditate to see your success. When you see, you will make plan. When you see, you begin to make plan. Reading the Bible will restore your mind and uplifts your spirit. Step number 6, continually thank God for the answer. When do you have the answer? When you believe. Thank you. That's when you have the answer. So, therefore, the challenge in prayer is believing. The challenge in prayer is believing. The precursor to faith is God's word. So when you meditate, has it ever happened to you? Have you ever jumped up? I've done it severally. Have you ever laughed like a madman all alone? Because you are just seeing it. You might have been reading that same scripture severally. Did you get that? The day you see it, that's when it becomes your home. So, begin to thank God. Do you understand that? Begin to thank God. I say, what's wrong with you? Because I have my child. What's wrong with you? I have my car. What's wrong with you? I have the job. Do you understand? Why? Because I've entered into rest. When David entered into rest, go and read Romans chapter 4. When he entered into his rest, it was after that Sarah conceived. It was not when he was running about and challenging God. God, is it true? Is it not true? It's not. But when he entered into rest, you know the wife, God praying. So you begin to give thanks to God for answer prayer. Each time you pray, you give thanks. And lastly, make every subsequent prayer a statement of faith. So any prayer along that request will be a statement of faith. When you pray the same prayer the same way twice, you don't have faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the light in your word, for the truth in your word, for the deliverance in your word, we give you glory. Thank you, because your word, you've exalted above your name. The word is alive. The word is powerful. The word is quick. The word is spirit. We thank you for it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with your spirit. In Jesus' name.